How's it going, everybody? Welcome to It's That Time of the Week. I am your host, Matthew Morgan. And today I'm going to be talking about the NFL playoffs a little bit. So I don't know if you guys have heard, but people think that the NFL is, I don't know how many people actually think it, but supposedly there is rumor, joke, I don't know, going around that the NFL is rigged. And based on that is probably the sports betting things, but if you look at the playoffs, like, I'm going to go back to the wild card rounds, but if you look at the playoffs, it does almost look like they built the perfect schedule here. But, like, to be fair, there's a lot of players and coaches and teams that, like, you know, get switched around. But, like, the Texans played the Browns, and, like, Deshaun Watson was drafted to the Texans, and then he went to the Browns. So then that was a game. And then the Chiefs versus the Dolphins. Tyreek Hill went to the Dolphins, and now he's the number one wide receiver at the Dolphins. He played for the Chiefs originally. The Packers versus the Cowboys. The Packers had Mike McCarthy as a head coach at one point in time, and he is currently the Cowboys head coach. The Lions and the Rams. So the Lions had Matt Stafford, and the Rams had Jared Goff. But then they obviously switched quarterbacks. Now the Lions have the Lions have Jared Goff, and the Rams have Matthew Stafford. You got the Bills and the Steelers. I honestly couldn't tell you on that one. Same thing with the Bucks and the Eagles. All right. But yeah, so, like, based on the first few games of the wild card round, it almost looks like they built just a good schedule for viewership at the very least. Oh, by the way, if you guys have any thoughts on the NFL playoffs or just have anything to say, go ahead and give me a call at 740-383-9944, and I'll be happy to, you know, answer your questions, talk to you about whatever. So last week in the NFL, obviously we had the divisional round. And the Ravens destroyed the Texans. Now, I don't remember everybody's prediction from last week, but I remember, obviously, I had Scott and Caleb on the show, and we talked about the NFL playoff picture a little bit. And I do believe Caleb said that he thought the Texans were going to win, and I think Scott said the Ravens. I'm not sure, but I think Scott was right with the Ravens. My brother was not right. I think I said the Ravens. But the Ravens destroyed the Texans 34-10. The other games that went on were the 49ers and the Packers. The 49ers won by a field goal 24-21. Now, I don't know if you guys were listening last week, but on last week's show, I said that if the Packers beat the 49ers, I think that the 49ers are going to go to the if the Packers beat the 49ers, I think that the 49ers are going to go to the Super Bowl. Nope, I did it again. Man, if the Packers beat the 49ers, the Packers are going to win the Super Bowl. But, obviously, the Packers did not beat the 49ers, so I think the 49ers are probably going to win now. They just got all the superstar talent. They got, I mean, Brock Purdy, he turned out to be good, but they got Brandon Ayuk. They got Debo Samuel, Christian McCaffrey, George Kittle. Like, their team's just, it's just stacked over there. They got a good defense. Nick Bosa. I can't think of the other one, but they got another D lineman. So, like, their offense, or their defense, their entire team over there is just built. The Lions beat the Buccaneers. I don't think that, I mean, I guess there are probably people who were rooting for the Buccaneers, but I would say that the majority of the people probably assumed the Lions were going to win. The Lions are another one of those teams, kind of like the 49ers, except the 49ers have a whole lot of big-name superstars, but the Lions happen to have a lot of really young, really good players, and I think that if it's not the 49ers, it's going to be the Lions who win the Super Bowl. I don't think that the AFC is going to... Wait. Sorry. I think that the NFC is gonna win that, probably. Or lose, I guess. So what do you guys think? Do you think that Do you guys think that the Chiefs are going to beat the Ravens, or do you think that Taylor Swift and George Kittle are going to, or sorry, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are going to end up playing in the, in, well, you know, we're going to have a Taylor Swift Super Bowl, as Scott likes to put it. This year in football has been crazy. The Dolphins put up 70 points on the Broncos, I do believe it was, and then they proceeded to lose to the Chiefs, who the Broncos beat. I don't know, it was a whole, I don't know, it was a lot. But, I mean, this year in football was probably one of the better ones, I would say. I mean, there's poor refs, I would say, but there's always poor refs in football. The referees aren't, for those of you who don't know, by the way, the referees in the NFL are not full-time refs. It's not their job. They are part-time refs, meaning they don't have the incentive that refs in, like, the NBA and the MLB would have, because they, it's not their full-time job. They probably do something else as well. But there's a lot of people who are are going to hit free agency this year, and the free agency is looking like it's going to be interesting. I mean, obviously it's a little too early to tell, because there's still time for people to be resigned and things like that. But like Dalton Risner, he's on the Dalton Risner is an offensive lineman for the Broncos, one of the best offensive linemen in the league, and he's on there. Let's see, who else? DeAndre Hopkins. Everybody knows who D-Hop is. D-Hop played for the Texans originally, and he was the best receiver on the Texans forever. And then Bill O'Brien became the GM of the Texans and then decided he was going to, I don't know, I guess, trash the team. He traded away basically everybody who was good to try to do some, like, I don't know, video game looking like rebuild. It was rough looking I mean it was rough looking for the Texans up until the end of this year, honestly. Or not, I wouldn't say the end. I would say that when CJ Stroud got drafted and people thought CJ Stroud was going to be good, it ended up better than what it was, because CJ Stroud ended up to be one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL this year. I wasn't expecting it. He came from Ohio State. Quarterbacks from Ohio, I mean, I guess there's no school that's really known for producing solid NFL quarterbacks, but yeah, Ohio State has never had a really good quarterback in terms of the NFL. They have had a lot of good wide receivers, though. By the way, Bill Belichick, if not the best head coach of all time, head coach of the Patriots, well, no longer head coach of the Patriots. So the Patriots have a new head coach. Bill Belichick left. I don't think he's on a team as of right now. Let me look. It doesn't seem that way. But the Patriots do have a new head coach, and the Patriots head coach is Jared Mayo. Jared Mayo was a linebacker for the Patriots when he played football. Supposedly he got hurt 1 year, and then the year he got hurt, he just started working with the coaches on play calling and things like that. He started watching more film. He was just doing the things he felt he should do to expand on his, I guess, career. But yeah, so he's the head coach of the Patriots now, which I think is interesting, because I don't know anything about baseball, but unlike basketball, the NFL doesn't usually have players who get fast-tracked to coaching roles. But Jared Mayo, when he retired, he was hired as the linebackers coach at the Patriots, and now that Bill Belichick's gone, they already hired him as a head coach. But a whole lot of Patriots players were talking about it, and the Patriots players seemed to be happy, but I don't think that you would say that you weren't happy if I don't think you want to upset the new head coach. It's probably not a good turn of phrase. But I think that the Patriots are going to be all right next year, probably, based on how he does. I think they probably need a new quarterback. Mac Jones is not going to be the future. Who else recently? The Packers, actually. My favorite team. The Packers fired Joe Barry. Joe Barry is the defensive coordinator, well, I guess was the defensive coordinator of the Packers. I don't think they've hired anybody yet. They have not, it looks like. But after the game with 49ers, because we were up, we had the lead. I don't remember the exact score, but we lost by a field goal. Anders Carlson, the rookie kicker we have, missed a field goal that would have put us up by three at the time. Or sorry, would have put us up by seven at the time. So the score that they had to win the game would have only tied the game, or they would have had to go for two to win it. So we didn't get the overtime that we could have potentially gotten, but, you know, rookie kickers have a hard time transitioning to the NFL for some reason. Also, I mean, nerves of steel aren't a common quality in rookies anyway. The 49ers drafted Brock Purdy in the last pick of the last round, I do believe last year, and he is playing considerably well. I mean, Brock Purdy, based on the fact that he was Mr. Irrelevant last year, has now taken the 49ers to to the playoffs two times, and he has and he is in the NFC Championship. So I mean, that's anytime you make it to the NFC or AFC Championship, you had to have been doing something right in terms of both coaching and players. You can't. No coaching is going to fix every player, and no player is going to be able to carry the team. But I want to know how much of it's actually Brock Purdy and how much of it is the wide receiver core. Because quarterbacks, I mean, I don't know if Brock Purdy is good or bad, but quarterbacks who have strong wide receivers like Brock Purdy, with how he has all those wide receivers, tend to struggle when those wide receivers leave, because in reality they weren't all that good. I mean, they were good, but a lot of it was being assisted by the wide receiver, tight end, running back, whatever. So I'm interested to see that if the 49ers aren't able to re-sign everybody, which I don't think they have many people up this year for the free agency, but the 49ers have a young team, and I mean, unless those players take pay cuts to stay with the 49ers to keep that team good, when the time comes, the 49ers need to win the Super Bowl this year, because when those contracts come, they're going to have to probably let some people go, because those players that are young can get much better deals to be like wide receiver, or like, I don't know, could just be starting at their position, whereas they would have to take like multi-million dollar pay cuts to stay with the 49ers with a chance to not even get playtime. But, I mean, I don't know. It's interesting. I think super teams in the NFL are, relatively, I don't know how to phrase it. I don't think it's very common to have a super team in the NFL because of that reason exactly. I don't know how it works in other sports because I don't really watch them. But in football, it always seems that the teams are in like a big wheel almost. The teams that are good don't stay good forever, and the teams that are bad don't stay bad forever. Usually, I mean, like you have the Browns. The Browns gotten better over the course of their tenure of my life, but I mean, they were also very 1-15. Multiple years, 0-16, first round pick, like drafted like 8 quarterbacks in 10 years or something. I don't remember, but I don't know. The NFL has a good way of keeping things in a cycle. The good teams don't stay good. The bad teams don't stay bad. It just works that way. If you guys have any thoughts, you can go ahead and give me a call here at 740-383-9944. what do you guys think about the NFL season this far? I know it's the end, I know it's the playoffs and that kind of thing, but I mean the playoffs are the best time of the NFL. I mean, where else? Like, you can lose a game, like especially in your division, you get two divisional games a year. Like the Packers play the Bears twice a year. If we lost to the Bears once, then we have a second chance to beat them. But it doesn't matter who you're playing in the playoffs. You lose once, you're going home, sitting on the couch. It's time's up. Also, I don't know if you guys have heard, but there's this, I don't know, but the XFL. I'm not sure what exactly the XFL stands for, but the XFL and the USFL merged. So now there's a, I think they called it the UFL, the United Football League. It's a spring football league. So spring football, basically after the NFL is over, after the Super Bowl, I do believe sometime in March, if I remember correctly, the spring football season will start. I don't know what the interest level in spring football is, but I love football. So, I think I'll probably end up watching some spring football. I don't know how good it'll end up being, like I said. I mean, I watched a little bit of the XFL last year. I didn't watch any of the USFL. But one of the best tight end in the XFL, fun fact, his name is Jay Sternberger. He was drafted to the Packers. He was actually an NFL player for a year or two before he didn't make the roster again. And then he got put on the Birmingham Stallions, I do believe, and he was, I don't even know if he was the best tight end in the league. He might have been the best receiver, but he was good. He was probably one of the best players in the league that year. I mean, not probably, he was. I mean, you could look at the stats. But either way, what do you think about the who do you think is going to be in the Super Bowl this year? Now, my grandma has given me her prediction. She says that she thinks that it's going to be the Ravens and the Lions, which is a fair prediction. I think it's going to be the Ravens and the 49ers, though. I don't see the Ravens winning the Super Bowl. I'm going to be honest. I think it's going to be either the Lions or the either the Lions or the 49ers. I mean, the Ravens are all right, but, like, they don't have J.K. Dobbins, who is their best running back. They don't have Keaton Mitchell, who is the rookie running back they drafted, who was playing well before he got hurt on this year. They have Gus Edwards. He's all right. They have Justice Hill. He's okay. Zay Flowers, he's a rookie. Rookies don't tend to do the best in the playoffs because it's just nerves. You've never been in the playoffs before. As a matter of fact, this is still your first year in the NFL. So I mean, like, I don't know. They got Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson's good at making things happen. He can scramble out of the pocket and create time for himself. But I don't know that the Ravens have what it takes right now. Mark Andrews is hurt still, I do believe. They just have a lot of their key players are out, and I'm surprised, honestly, that they made it this far into the playoffs without their key players. I mean, they have all their wide receivers, I believe, but their wide receiver core isn't all too astounding. They have Zay Flowers, like I've said. They have Rashad Bateman. Rashad Bateman's all right. They have OBJ. Odell Beckham, for his age, is pretty good. He's still nowhere near his prime anymore. But, I mean that'll happen. Nobody stays in their prime forever. I mean, it'd be cool, though, if you could stay in your prime forever. Imagine Troy Polamalu, if he just stayed in the NFL. It would be insane. Also, I almost forgot. Jim Harbaugh no longer coaches at Michigan. Jim Harbaugh went back to the NFL. I mean, I knew I had read before at the start of the year that he had said that he wanted to go back to the NFL. But I don't know. I mean, I honestly didn't know if anybody would hire him because, I mean, I don't watch college football, so I didn't know what he'd really done with Michigan this year. And then he won a natty. So, with the national championship under his belt, he decided he was going to head back to the NFL. He was an NFL coach before. I do believe he coached the 49ers. But he went. He is now the head coach of the Chargers. Now, I think the Chargers might be, next year, of course, the Chargers are going to be an incredible team. I mean, they have a good quarterback, they have a good running back, they have decent wide receivers. I mean, Mike Williams actually played extraordinarily this year. But, I mean, so long as the team stays healthy, with Jim Harbaugh at coach, I think they have a chance to make the playoffs next year, go deep into the playoffs even. They just have to make the right draft picks. They should probably do something with their defense. I don't know much about their defense, but it's probably not the greatest, I would say. I'm not 100% sure. I'd have to look at the roster. But I'm surprised that, I mean, it doesn't surprise me, but Jim Harbaugh, with the whole cheating scandal thing that went on in Michigan, I think that there's no way that it was true, because if it was true, I don't think he would have gotten a job in the NFL, and I certainly don't think that the college, that the NCAA, would have let him get all the way to the national championship. They probably would have booted him out of the playoffs. I guess they could always come back later with a charge or however they do it. And then, but at that point, damage has already been done. He already won the natty. I mean, they could take it away, I think. But taking it away is, it's not like you can replay the game, so. Justin Herbert, the quarterback of the Chargers, he came from Oregon. I don't know. He hasn't progressed like I thought he was going to. His rookie year he was good, but I mean he's progressed, but I don't know. He hasn't exponentially grown to the extent which I thought he was going to. But I do believe, I mean, Jim Harbaugh has a habit of showing up and then all of a sudden fixing the quarterback situation at places. It honestly wouldn't surprise me if he did all of a sudden make leaps and bounds like I thought he was going to like a year or two ago. It seems that Jim Harbaugh has fired the coaching staff at the Chargers, well, the coordinators, I should say, at the Chargers. I mean, that's fair, I suppose. The Chargers aren't doing extraordinarily well in the, they're doing okay, I guess. I think they made, I don't even know if they made the playoffs this year. Let's go back to Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick, once again, Bill Belichick, former Patriots coach, probably one of the best, if not the best coach of all time. He's a free agent coach. And I was reading an article the other day that said that maybe it was just too late for Bill Belichick. And now, I didn't think it was possible to be too late as a coach. I mean, I understand that, like, you're not, like I said before, in terms of the players, nobody stays in their prime forever, and it goes the same for coaches. There's always going to be somebody who adapts and who it's just, better than you are. It's just going to happen. Somebody's going to come in, and they're going to be the new thing. But when you have a coach with the prestige level of Bill Belichick, and to my knowledge, I don't think that any of the teams who need head coaches have interviewed with him. People thought he was going to go to the Falcons for a head coaching job, but the Falcons, I do believe they hired a defensive coordinator. I can't think from where. Oh, here it is. Yeah, the Atlanta Falcons hired the Los Angeles Rams defensive coordinator Raheem Morris. I think that the Rams defense has played well this year. I think that the offense is what took a step back, and I think that's honestly why they didn't beat the Lions. I would have loved to see them beat the Lions, and I would have liked to see the Rams in another Super Bowl. I guess I'm just a little bit salty because I'm just biased because I'm a Packers fan. But the Lions won the NFC for the first time this year in the franchise history. Isn't that something? For the first time since the team has been around, they won the division. So what do you guys think? Where do you think Bill Belichick's going to go? I mean, I don't know how many teams are left that need a head coach, but the Falcons, who he was supposed to go to, is already they already have a coach. They already signed one. So, I mean, it would be a sad ending to Bill Belichick. Well, a sad ending to Bill Belichick's career for him to just not get re-signed. That would be rough. It would almost be sad in a way. I don't know. To see somebody with the prestige level of Bill Belichick not get put on a team is kind of crazy to me. Because, like, there's got to be a team out there who needs a coach. And Bill Belichick knows how to coach a team. He's got the most Super Bowl rings out of all the coaches in the Super Bowl history, I believe. I mean, when you win, like, 5 Super Bowls in a row, that'll happen. I think he's probably going to do some more interviews with people. But I don't. We'll have to see. I mean, he can't go back to the Patriots now. It's too late. The Patriots already got a head coach. He could probably make it work, and he probably will because, I mean, he's Bill Belichick. He'll probably end up with like a GM job. He'll probably even get a promotion or something. But you know, that's just how, I guess, things work in the NFL. They're always looking for somebody to replace you. They're always looking for the next thing. They're always looking for a better option, which is, I mean, that's fair. When you're in such a competitive market like the NFL, you kind of have to be top in some of your categories, you know? I mean, to make the NFL, you have to be like top 1% of players in all of the all of the world, I guess. But what do you think? Would you guys be interested in hearing some about the UFL? I'll probably talk a little bit about the UFL. Also, off topic of the football thing, but the other day I was watching this video, and it kind of actually goes back to what we were talking about towards the end of the show in the last hour there. Politicians just don't seem to get along anymore. They don't work together. It was a side by side basically of the JFK versus Richard Nixon debate and the I think it was Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, but I don't know. But it's just rough now. It's just for the longest time they used to like compliment each other. Like JFK even said I do believe that was the first ever recorded one though. I don't know if it was the first ever presidential debate, but it was the first ever recorded one. He had said that both parties are even good. Paraphrasing, obviously, I can't exactly remember, but both parties. No party is bad, no party is necessarily good, they have the same, I'm trying to figure out how to phrase it, he said somewhere along the lines of they have the same vision for America, it's just you choose the party to determine the way to get you there. So, I don't know why they are constantly at each other's throats. I mean, it's rough. I think that I don't know, I understand the whole give an inch, take a mile thing, but at the same time, I always thought that compromise was just the, like, the way of politics. That's just what I thought it was. You meet in the middle, you give some, they give some, and then all of a sudden things happen, but apparently not. So earlier today, Scott did an interview with PETA. They talked about Pucks Tony Phil and Buckeye Chuck, and whether or not they think that those things should I guess why they shouldn't be allowed according to PETA, but you know. I think that's more of a prerogative. I think that people just, that's one of the things people are going to just think about. So, I want to talk about one of my favorite NFL players. His name is Nathan Rourke. He's a depth player. He does not get, I don't even know, I think he's like quarterback 3 on the Patriots roster. But Nathan Rourke's one of my favorites because he came from Ohio University, not OSU. He came from Ohio University, like the Bobcats. And now, before he got drafted to the NFL, well, he was never drafted, I should say, but before he went to the NFL, he played for Ohio University, but he played well. I've read his draft report. He looked like, you know, solid, all right. But I don't know. I honestly just liked him because he came from Ohio University. I'm not going to lie. But he made it to the Canadian Football League. And then if you looked at the stats in the Canadian Football League, he's actually a solid quarterback. He threw a decent amount of picks, I won't lie. But at the same time, he threw a pretty good number of touchdowns. And he, after that season, got some interest from the NFL teams. And he was debating on going to the NFL, and then he decided he was going to. He went to the Jaguars, I do believe. Got cut from the Jaguars roster, and now he is on the Patriots roster. Which, look at that. New head coach, backup quarterback. I think that Nathan Rourke is probably, I wanted to watch a Bobcats game when Nathan Rourke was still at the quarterback position, because to my knowledge, he's the best quarterback that Ohio's had in a minute now. But I mean, by all accounts, Nathan Rourke is a hard worker, so I'm not sure why he never got the chance. But yeah, just had to give a little shout out to Nathan. What do you guys think? You have any thoughts, go ahead and give me a call at 740-383-9944. I can't wait for the offseason this year. The Packers are looking a little rough on defense. They need a new offensive they need a new defensive coordinator. I think they should probably figure that out. I mean, the defense has been looking okay for a minute now, but I don't know, like, we had problems with pass rushing 1 year, so we drafted some pass rushers who turned out to be, they were all right. I don't even think they're on the team anymore, so probably not all right. But we did get a Rashawn Gary. I think he was a good pickup. We got Kenny Clark. That was a while ago, but he was good. But I mean, other than that, the players that we've gotten haven't exactly panned out the way we wanted them to. I think that we probably need to beef up our defense some. The offense, I'm excited for, because the Packers were the youngest team to make it into the NFL playoffs in NFL history ever. Well, I guess the youngest team on average to make it into the NFL playoffs ever. I mean, honestly, that's surprising. I mean, the NFL, I mean, it's a lot about skill, but it's also a lot about skill. Also a lot about experience. there's just a lot of things that say, like, I don't know, a veteran cornerback, defensive back might not, or might do just because, I don't know, it's just one of the things, but that a rookie quarterback might not do because it's just not relevant in college. And same thing with wide receivers, with, like, how in the NFL you get the, like, you have to get 2 feet inbounds, and in college you only have to get one. It's just another thing like that. It's just, when you've been doing it for that long, you're kind of, like, programmed to do things. So, like, it's kind of like the reason why, like, in 2-minute drills, you'll see rookie wide receivers, tight ends, that kind of thing. They won't go for the out-of-bounds mark, because in college, when you go down, the clock stops until you get back to the line of scrimmage. So it's not all that big of a deal. It's not good, but it's not the worst deal. But in the NFL, it's time clock doesn't stop. So, bad idea. Got to waste a timeout. Oh, you know, I don't even remember where I was going with that. That's kind of funny. But yes, Chiefs versus the Ravens, Lions versus the 49ers. I think that the 49ers are going to win the Super Bowl. I think it'll be the 49ers versus the Ravens, and I think it'll go... Well, I'll say the score is going to be like 28 to... We'll go like 28 to like 32. Oh, 32 is a weird number. We'll go like 35. 28 to 35. That way, you know, the 49ers won by a touchdown. I think the biggest story to me, though, this offseason has to be Bill Belichick not having a team. And I don't even know that he's done any interviews with the teams that need a head coach. Because, like I said before, the only interview he had done, to my knowledge, is the interviews he had done with... He had done 2 interviews with the Falcons. And I don't even think he was the front runner in those interviews. I mean, obviously he wasn't. I mean, the Falcons didn't give him the job. I mean, I'm curious to see what happens to Bill Belichick. You can't be such an accomplished coach like Bill Belichick and just not get put back on a team. That's kind of whack. I feel like Bill Belichick deserves to be on a team. And I don't even like the Patriots. I kind of wanted them to stop going to the Super Bowl when they won like 5 years in a row. Because my brother's fan, or my brother is a Patriots fan. And, Nobody wants to see any team that's not yours win the Super Bowl. My brother told me, by the way, this is also another one of those things that's off topic. It just kind of popped into my head while I was reading about the, while I was reading my, my list of notes here. Tom Brady... one of the best quarterbacks of all time, and I'm sure everybody knows who Tom Brady is, was supposed to be traded to the 49ers. So, I don't know how many of you remember, but when Jimmy Garoppolo played for the Patriots, Tom Brady got hurt, and Jimmy Garoppolo started the game, and he won. I do believe they won that game, and Jimmy Garoppolo played well. And then, I think it was... Bill Belichick, if I remember right, who wanted to trade away Tom Brady and actually start Jimmy Garoppolo. But but Robert Kraft, who is the owner of the Patriots, stepped in and said, no, I don't want Brady going anywhere. Make this trade with Jimmy Garoppolo instead. So the 49ers were like... The 49ers were less than... I mean, the 49ers were one man's intervention away from getting one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time on their team. Which goes to show that anybody can get traded at any given time in the NFL. The NFL is it's a rough league. It's a rough, it's just rough going in the NFL. Everybody's out for your job, and, there's more people. It's kind of like how Scott likes to talk about broadcasting. There's more people involved who want the job than there are jobs available. So everybody's replaceable. But with 50 seconds left here on the show, I hope you guys enjoyed. It was fun. I always enjoy talking about football. Hopefully next week I'll get a guest again. I've been thinking about who I should get on the show, and I'm gonna try for a few people. But I think it's been a good show, and I hope that the 49ers win the Super Bowl, because that way the Packers can say that they lost to the people who won the Super Bowl, which is always a good thing, because then it makes you look less bad. With all that being said, I hope you guys enjoyed, and thanks for listening. Tune in next time. Bye.
You're listening to The Talking Place from Charlie Evers.
Yeah, you know, you could come in handy, too, with that electricity if we have problems with our transmitter, which is above you.